problem is here.
With Carmichael Dave, Katie Christensen, and Nate Goodyear.
New morning, team.
Put the top down. Rev your engine.
Say, what goes on this morning?
Welcome to the drive.
I don't know if I want to say, wow, I really respect that about you, or if I want to say, gosh, that is so stupid.
Come on, man. Wake the up. The drive.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Here we go with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
That keg is almost tapped.
Yeah.
And they're going to get every last drop out of it.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios. Coors Light, with great beer comes great responsibility. Now the drive continues with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Actually, Katie, you do like my wife. This is her move. We won't share that. 8:05, time to get your Monster Aftershock tickets for October 22nd, 23rd at Discovery Park at aftershockconcert.com. Yes, sometimes it's good that there are no cameras in here. Hey, watch the Republic, your very own Republic, host the Real Monarchs SLC. That's Salt Lake City. That's tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. Bonnie Field, the Field of Bonnie. Arrive early, stop by the KHDK tent to win advanced screening passes to see Disney Pixar's Finding Dory. Purchase tickets at SacRepublicFC.com. By the way, a quick Finding Dory note. There's been a couple articles, and I'm not Mr. You know, wilderness and green and environment and all that, but I do care. If you've read any of the articles about all the clownfish that were like, I'm not laughing, they're worried that the dory types of fish now, when Finding Nemo came out, everybody bought the clownfish, and then they didn't take care of them, and a bunch of clownfish died, and it was a big bad deal for the clownfish. Everybody wanted a clownfish. Everybody's kid wanted Nemo.
Yeah.
They're worried about the same thing now happening with the blue dory type. I don't know what the hell it's called, but the dory fish is okay. What we'll call it. And they're saying, hey, don't buy your kids a freaking dory fish. Just do whatever you're doing, because it's like when the Dalmatian movie comes out, everybody buys Dalmatians, and then you see them all in the pound or something. It's kind of the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Parents are terrible, terrible people.
Well, of course they are, and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
But my kids aren't getting my kids both have a fish called a betta fish, and apparently this betta fish is like a dinosaur, because my
just
daughter—
Just like their daddy.
Thank you. My daughter has put like stuffed animals in the tank. She's poured Kool-Aid in there
for her buddy.
Because these
are the fish that have to be by themselves, right? They have to be in a bowl by themselves.
This betta fish, I've seen this betta fish's tank before.
Kind of what I feel like in my life.
And it's like dark black. You can't even see the betta fish. Yeah. It's so dirty, and this fish just survives.
Yeah,
it's a survivor fish.
Go ahead.
What? Where? Who?
Tori is a blue tang.
Dory is a blue tang. Like Blue Tang Clan. Thank you. Thanks.
Nice.
I could have set that up better. Like, what would you call a group of dory fishes? You call them the
Blue Tang Clan. Back to the writer's room.
Ricky, don't lose that number. You're on the drive. It's Billy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi,
good
Rick.
Morning.
Hey, your boy Craig must have a short memory, because when Steph was out against the Blazers, those Ducks were struggling a little bit. I mean, I still think they were going to win the series. But we're just talking about Dame and the Blazers.
And that was the second round.
Yeah. In regards to the Bulls, I don't know if maybe Craig needs to brush up on history, but after Michael Jeffrey Jordan left, the greatest player the game has ever seen, the Bulls still pulled off 54 wins and went to the Eastern Conference Finals in seven games without Michael Jordan. So to say they weren't winning, I mean, they won a title, but it's going to be tough to win a title when you take Michael Jordan off the team is false. Those Bulls teams were, I mean, they still had Pippen, who I think at the time was the first player who ever led his team in all the major categories, scoring, rebounding, steals. I mean, he had a phenomenal season. So, Craig, his history is a little off right there. I mean, the Bulls, I think, is a terrible matchup for the Warriors. And I think regardless of that era, this era, I mean, with Jordan on the team and his drive, I mean, I think they take that series in six regardless.
Well, I think Ricky makes a good point, because for Craig to say that they would be able to win the title without Steph, maybe if they didn't have to get through Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals. They would never have survived that series without Steph playing.
I think the Warriors without
Could
Steph Curry this
the
year?
The Cavs? Probably.
Maybe. But I think the Warriors without Steph Curry this year would, if I had to guess, would very much mirror those Bulls teams without Jordan. They probably would have won 50-something games. They would have made the Western Conference Finals. They would have lost to the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Bulls ended up, I thought they lost to the Knicks. I thought the Eastern Conference Finals or the Magic or whatever. But Knicks, yeah, the Knicks, thank you. But I think it would be very, very similar, by the way. But, I mean, we'll never know.
Yeah, can you think, though, I mean, because we're starting to put Steph in this category, I feel like, by default, just as part of this conversation. But can you think of another player other than Michael Jordan where, I don't know, just that one player alone is kind of the trump card, where it's like, we just spent an entire segment breaking down matchups between the Warriors and the Showtime Lakers.
Sure.
And when we talk about those Bulls teams, it's like, yeah, they did have Rodman, they had Pip, and you mentioned Paxson and Kerr and those guys. But ultimately, it's like, well, why would they win? They got Mike.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean,
right.
Who are the other players like that where it's one guy that's basically the trump card?
I mean, you've
Kobe?
Got...
I mean, can you put him in that conversation?
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
Shaq, maybe. Where it's just, yeah, but they had Mike, man.
Well,
because I don't know that there's too many
Shaq
other things.
Shaq and Mike are not the same.
Well, I don't know that there's too many other things you could point to with that Bulls team that would be overwhelming matchup mistakes against the Warriors. At least with the Lakers, like, who's going to guard Kareem? Okay, I get it. Magic's too big. I get it. James, whatever it is. With the Bulls, it's like, well, I could see them handling Rodman because he's a little undersized. They've got him
Rodman
and
Draymond Green.
That'd be a hell of a matchup.
Pippen, I like a matchup there too, whether it's Klay Thompson or Iguodala or whatever. I like that on Pippen. And what are you giving me, Luke Longley?
Who's the Warriors Pippen?
Ron Harper, right?
Who's the Warriors Pippen? If Curry's the Jordan, who's the Warriors
Thompson.
Pippen? Is it?
Yeah. I mean, really, because Pippen was, like, defensively their best player. He did all the dirty work, but he also put up numbers. That's basically who Klay is on that team. But he's a better Pippen.
Different style players.
A different style.
Yeah, I mean,
and when you go to center, I mean, it was very similar where Andrew Bogut, I think, is a little more skilled, but he's not the guy at all. And same thing with those Bulls teams, whether
or
it was Wennington or Luke Longley.
Blocking people's shots all over the place.
Well, he had four in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. I mean, but people forget Luke Longley, Bill Wennington, our very own Bill Cartwright from Elk Grove. I mean, they were very serviceable and did their job and what they needed to do for those Bulls. They understood that they weren't the guy. They did the dirty work and rebounded, et cetera.
And so I think ultimately what we get back to is, well, Mike wouldn't lose, right? I mean, doesn't that just end up being the trump card? And I can't think of another athlete where basically that's it. I mean, all things being equal, they got Mike, dude. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Mike is the ultimate trump card.
We're talking about in the NBA, though, right? Can you think of one
in any
other
sport? That's where I started, but not a lot of people come to mind. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I guess you could pick quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, Manning and Brady have done that for years. And regular season-wise.
Do you put Brett Favre in that? Do you put, like...
There was a time when Favre was
I don't think there is any comparison in the major sports for this reason. In basketball, if you're on the floor, you're 20% of your team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have 10 other players on offense. And by the way, no matter who that quarterback is, he's sitting half the game while the defense goes out there. Granted, offense can help defense. Same thing in Major League Baseball. In baseball, you have 8 other guys. You're not the
You've
pitcher.
You've got a guy on the mound that's on an island.
And maybe the pitcher is the closest. Uh-huh. But here's the thing. The pitcher's pitching every 4 days. I'd be like, well, you have Michael Jordan, but he's going to sit for games 2, 3, and 4. So I think unless you get into the individual sports, which is a whole different argument, there's nothing like basketball.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, some breaking news. From the world of tennis, Maria Sharapova suspended 2 years. After failing her drug test, having it appealed, she took meldonium. And she appealed it. She failed the test at the Australian Open. The WTA did their best Megan Trainor impersonation. Went, no, 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 no. She's gone 2 years.
So,
see ya.
If I remember correctly, this happened a while ago, it had something to do with some medication that she was on, right? It was like a...
Yeah, but it was like one of those medications where it's like, yeah, she has a prescription, but like literally no one gets these prescriptions unless they've got this crazy, like really rare life-threatening deal. And it's not the type of thing that you prescribe to people that are world-class athletes because A, it's a performance enhancer, and B, it's like kind of like a really rare drug for a really rare condition. If I remember correctly, It was a whole weird situation.
Yeah, well, there was also
basically you can only get it in one country in the entire world for one thing.
Well, this was I think it was okay
it
in Russia.
Russia
to do.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
It was like Russia or Finland or some.
At this point, it's tough to, and I'm saying this with full knowledge of the PED scandal in baseball, but it's really tough to trust any Russian athletes right now with everything that's been going on. You're going to look at them all a little bit differently for a while. Much the same, I'm sure, Russia looked weirdly at baseball players.
With any athlete. I mean, frankly, but that's just my cynicism.
Well, you're a very cynical
person.
Why
we love you.
Roger Goodell spoke about the Raiders to Las Vegas. Let's run through some audio right now for you guys.
Before anything proceeds, they have to come back and get three quarters of the clubs to vote on it. We'll be working, obviously, with the Raiders. We'll be working with the other communities to try to see if there's a suitable alternative, whether it's Las Vegas or Oakland. We'd like to keep our teams where they are. That's what we work on.
Don't know if any of you guys caught this, but Roger Goodell passed away yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Did you see that?
Twice.
The NFL's Twitter account was hacked, and you had the NFL's official Twitter account announcing that Roger Goodell had passed away. I think they said at 57 was his age.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, and then they delete the tweet and say that their account was hacked, and then the hacker comes back. Because apparently when they changed the password after the hack, it was probably like football 2 instead of just football.
No. He actually posted the password. It was something that was kind of obscure. I'm sorry. I had it right here. You continue with your part. I'll find it.
No, but they come back and say, oi, no, he died.
Oi.
No. Like I said earlier, he died.
The problem with Twitter accounts like that, especially corporate Twitter accounts, is you don't have just like one person tweeting for the NFL.
Right.
You have multiple people that are tweeting for the NFL, and it
so it's like one of those things where you save it in your phone, and really they didn't hack the NFL; they hacked someone else's phone, probably.
Yeah,
so it's like
exactly.
Somebody's buddy or ex girlfriend or someone that you know just wanted to be cute.
Yeah, which it was, you know.
I still my favorite thing in terms of Roger Goodell and Twitter is the fan, the Patriots fan that took a picture with Roger Goodell at some event.
That's out there.
And is fully flipping him off in the picture. Roger Goodell is full.
He has his arm around. They have their arms around each other.
He's smiling for the camera. Has no idea that this man is just giving him the
business.
This
man, shockingly, is a Boston guy. So if I'm him, I get a T-shirt of that made, and I never buy a beer for the rest of my life in Boston. 4th of July is on its way. 4th of July, that means we all think about the same thing, and that's Jason Pierre-Paul. He talks about...
Has it really almost been a year?
It has almost been a year.
Isn't that crazy?
Here's old Jason right now.
I'll never be completely back to normal. but I'm doing everything that they asked me to do. I find ways around it, you know. That's why I'm out here today, so I'm lifting weights. You know, I'm out there with the guys. I won't say it's normal, but it's normal for me.
Says he'll never be the same again. Yeah, I would think so.
He's missing a digit,
yes,
correct?
He is. And parts of others.
So that's just implied, right?
I believe I read that he will be spending 4th of July. Seriously, he'll be spending 4th of July out of the country this year. So I don't think he'll be doing fireworks this year, which... Good for him.
They have 4th of July in other countries?
I don't think so.
They have the date. Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow.
Dave.
I fell for it.
Yeah.
I fell for it. I'll use that on my kids later. Marshawn Lynch visited with our very own CBS's 60 Minutes. And it's always fun to hear Marshawn Lynch talk, I think, because you...
It was like a joint thing, like SI and 60 Minutes.
That was fun. It's fun to hear Marshawn talk because he
does... It always sounds like a joint thing when Marshawn talks.
Hey. Here's Marshawn. There were rumors about him never cashing a game check.
Let's talk money.
You want to talk money?
There was a story that you had never cashed a game check. Saved all your money from NFL salary.
That's false.
That's not true?
That's false. I'm human. I mean, you know, I make mistakes. Been that down that road. I've also made some good decisions.
I've made mistakes. I've been down that road. Yeah, everybody cashes their check. The whole story, correct?
Not Ricky Henderson.
The whole story was that he didn't spend any of it.
Right.
He was saving all of his money that he made from actual game checks, and he was living off his endorsements. That's what the story was.
Good for him if he was.
I don't care one way or the other.
Good for him. Here.
As long as he makes it past, what is it, the 3 years for an NFL player between retirement and when they go bankrupt? I think the NBA is 5 years, last I read.
Yeah, something like that. Here's Marshawn. Well, here's Marshawn talking about roaches.
You're financial savvy. What's the source of that?
You ate cereal before, huh?
I've eaten cereal.
Right. Have you ever had a roach in your cereal before?
No.
You haven't, right?
I have not.
All right. So if you came from eating cereal with roaches in it before, though, you feel what I'm saying, though? You wouldn't want to do that again, right? Once you've seen the lowest of the low, you don't want to go back. But why would you want to pocket watch me?
What do you mean by that?
Your eyes is on my pockets, want to know about my money situation.
Okay, I honestly
may be in the minority here. I could listen to Marshawn Lynch talk all day long about anything, I would be enthralled.
When he started talking about roaches and cereal,
yeah,
I thought he like sued the cereal company.
Oh, he started saying he's a little kid.
I thought that. Yeah, no.
Grew up poor in Oakland. Yeah.
I get it. But, you know, it's kind of like you hear about, like, the thumb in your whatever, like, in your can of beans or whatever, like, and you sue the company, right? Because you're traumatized or whatever. I thought he's going to be like, yeah, man, once I found a roach in my cereal and I sued, you know, Kellogg's or whatever.
I don't have any of my checks after that.
I don't have to spend any of my money because I'm living off of my lawsuit against the cereal company.
I told you guys, like, 2 months ago, I didn't know, but I ate a bowl of Golden Grahams and ants.
Gross.
Yeah.
There were ants in the cereal box. I didn't know. I
poured it. Was that on Horse Wednesday?
I think that was on Chicken Thursday, or Friday or whatever.
Gross.
Marshawn Lynch expects 60 minutes to be prepared when they come to interview him, he explained here.
During a break in our interview, we realized we'd made a terrible mistake.
No, nothing.
We'd invited Marshawn Lynch to sit down with us, and we'd forgotten to bring snacks.
I got chips over there, cuz. All this 60-minute bread, y'all only took me out to not one dinner. We was right at Taco Bell, and I couldn't even get no quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
His audio is so cold.
The poor like lady in the background. That's not true. I took you to lunch. That's not true.
Can you play that one more time?
I happily will play it.
During a break in our interview, we realized we'd made a terrible mistake.
No, nothing.
We'd invited Marshawn Lynch to sit down with us, and we'd forgotten to bring snacks.
I got chips over there, cuz. All this 60-minute bread, y'all only took me out to not one dinner. We was right at Taco Bell, and I couldn't even get no quesadilla.
A dozen eggs, a quart of milk, a loaf of bread, a can of frozen orange juice, 6 small white onions, a green pepper, garlic powder, a package of American cheese, pickles,
onions?
Kosher, that is.
No idea.
That's 60 minutes bread.
Here's Marshawn Lynch. I don't know what this is. This is just more Marshawn Lynch. It's more Marshawn Lynch.
Tell me more about the ism. Tell me more about the organizing principles.
I bet you will want to know that, huh? Yeah, you can't just come up in here with no camera and get the ism like that. I'm going to give you what I'm going to give you. This is the thing right here. I'm letting y'all come into my establishment and not this store. I'm talking about my city. So therefore, I would have let you in, though, you feel me? And let's say if you wasn't solid, then you damn right. I would have been tripping like a bruh. All it is knowledge and game.
That's okay. All it is?
Damn, you went all the That's way into some whole other But it's cool, though, because I could tell you've been paying attention.
Does Marshawn Lynch work for the TSA?
Why?
Is he the one that lets people in a city?
Yes, he is the gatekeeper of Oakland.
Is he the one that's like checking people's bags as they're going through, and he's like pulling them through the security line?
He's the official rep of Oakland
over here.
I just have one gripe with this whole thing.
What?
And then I know, but
why could you possibly have a gripe?
I'll just explain, Marshawn. You couldn't have given us 1 year as a Raider, dude. Just 1 year before you retire.
Funny you ask that question, Nate.
Love Oakland. That's clear. Oakland could use a veteran running back. Seems like there's an obvious storyline here, doesn't it?
No, I'm done. I enjoyed my time playing. Now it's time to watch my cousins do their thing.
You good never playing another down?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed my time.
There you go.
Yeah, well.
That was anti.
We didn't even set that up.
I just wish that the dude didn't. No, we didn't, actually.
No, you just asked.
Wish the dude hadn't played for the Seahawks. That's all. I wanted to spend a lot more time liking this guy than I was able to.
You bring up a really fine point. If Marshawn Lynch played his entire career for the Raiders, my goodness. Ooh. That would be fantastic.
He'd be like one of my all-time favorites. Because even as it is, there are very few guys in the current NFL that have caused me that much frustration. You know, especially with the Niners kind of being good and having to deal with him. Because why can't you just tackle the guy? Why can't you just tackle him? You got your arms around him. You got three guys with your arms around. Take him to the ground. Take him to the ground. What's he weigh? 240, 250 pounds, Dave?
Yes.
You got three dudes on him. Take him down. Wrap him up. Take him to the ground. But you can't do it. It would just drive me crazy. Why does he keep going? Why doesn't he just go to the ground? Does anyone have the answer to that?
How do you think the defense has felt?
Man.
I think the defense is
just would kill me.
I don't know if this is a good
example.
Are you gonna be okay?
I don't know if this is a good example or not. I don't know if you ever saw Marshawn Lynch play against the Saints in the playoffs. but this is what it sounded like.
Silent now, as opposed to when the Saints have the ball. Oh, look at this run. What a run. Marshawn Lynch. Still on his feet. Has blockers now. He's dancing his way to the touchdown.
67 yards in a run you could. You're never going to win the argument. What's the best run of all time?
Well,
but if there's a Mount Rushmore,
it literally caused an earthquake.
Literally,
it literally caused an earthquake.
Caused an earthquake in Seattle. Yes,
so loud.
I'm going to watch it at the break.
Who was the? Help me out on the text line, unless you remember. God, who was the? It's not Porter. Who was the Saints that he threw about 10 yards? Damn it.
Was it Sharper?
Well, it was Darren Sharper. Thank you. Porter. It was Darren Sharper. Yeah, Darren. Yeah.
He got his.
But my goodness. Yep. If you've never.
How's it feel getting knocked out cold, Darren?
If you've never seen the run or you just don't remember it, just go to YouTube and put in Marshawn Lynch beast mode run. And it's the one against the Saints where he basically, the Saints, their mascot, I think Tom Benson was out there at one point, the owner, a couple of fans, and nobody, he was a pinball. You could not tackle the man. And on top of that, he ran for 67 yards.
He just never goes down.
No.
Never did.
There's a joke there.
Why is he still going?
I don't know.
Somebody explain it to me.
Poor man. Couldn't get it.
Somebody said it was Tracy Porter. You know what? I think they're right. It was Tracy. No.
I wish it was Darren Sharper.
I said Porter. Okay. It was Tracy Porter. They're absolutely right. We'll take a break. Damn, Nate. Come on. Why do you do that?
Get it together.
It's a drive. Sports Live 40.
You get one more chance.
A glass of milk. And it was a glass of milk. A bottle of milk. We'll be back right after this.
Gallon.
My name is
No. My sign is No. My number is
bottom of the hour. We'll have a pair of tickets to go see the Beach Boys at Thunder Valley Saturday, June 18th. Purchase your tickets at thundervalleyresort.com. It was either L.A. Reid or Timbaland or whoever produced her album, Meghan Trainor. This is Meghan Trainor.
I thought it was L.A. Reid.
I think it was L.A. Reid. And this was a last minute cut she did, and she took it to him. And I think the story I read, he listened to it 18 consecutive times and was so blown away that it was so different from anything.
And he was like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Gave her the high sign and it ends up going on the album. And now might be her biggest hit ever. Good video, too.
You say because that song is so different from anything.
Well, that she did the All About the Bass, No Treble. This was a departure.
Her song with John Legend is probably one of my favorites.
You actually listen to Meghan Trainor radio on your Pandora.
I do. I listen to, but you know the one I listen to the most is Miguel Radio.
Miguel Radio?
Miguel.
I believe it's pronounced radio.
Radio?
Radio.
No, what is me? Is that like an artist, Miguel?
Yeah, you don't know who Miguel
honest
is?
Honest to God, I don't.
Oh,
I mean, Miguel Cabrera.
Out. Adorn, like, oh.
Yeah,
he
duh.
Is, he, and
nothing's
actually,
right, Adorn.
So he did a song with Mariah Carey that actually turned me on to him a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Miguel.
He sings like an angel.
Okay. I'll have to look up Miguel.
Yeah. Better than Justin Bieber. And you're pretty high on him right now.
No, I'm not high on him.
Are.
I'm not high on Justin Bieber. He sings that, my mother doesn't like you, but she likes
my mama
everyone.
Don't
yeah.
Like
whatever that song is. And I heard it and I liked it. And I didn't know it was him, and I can't go back on it now because I found out it was him.
Yeah.
I've explained that. That doesn't mean I went out and got a Biebs shirt. I'm not following him on Twitter. I'm saying that he has a good song.
Okay.
Nate, you're looking at me weird. I didn't know it was him.
No, it's not about that. I've got a lot of things
there
going
you go.
On right now.
Do
there
you,
you go, Jay.
Yeah, towards the end of that last read, you looked like you were having an issue.
No, well, okay, first off, I was having an issue with like any music producer sitting down and hearing that song from Meghan Trainor, which, full disclosure, enjoyable, catchy beat, whatever.
Yeah, that's
I'm into
all.
That. But to listen to that and be like, wow,
This is so far different from anything I have ever heard before. This is blowing my mind. Like, that to me is a pretty solid indictment of the quality of music today, right now.
Katie, stop dancing. I was going to send a video out.
And then I got to thinking you were bringing up Justin Bieber. And,
Bieber?
No, hold on. No, no, because that's the story. God, that's the story.
Wednesday, not Bieber Wednesday.
Bieber Tuesday. That's a whole different ballgame. No,
because that's actually
that's
the story.
Night show.
I kind of blew it. Because my
you got to your point prematurely.
Well, yeah, kind of. You know, it's not new to you. Would they be like nieces-in-law or something? They're like, okay, so they're my brother's nieces on his wife's side.
Okay.
Okay. This was a couple of years ago. They're huge Justin Bieber fans.
Sure.
Bieber. And they went to a birthday party. They're like six or something like that. And they had one of those like make your own t-shirt parties or whatever.
Gosh.
And because they're little kids, they thought his name was Justin Bieber. So they made themselves t-shirts that said I Heart Bieber on them.
Oh my God.
Oh.
No.
That's a true story.
That's unfortunate.
Were those shirts put away?
I don't think they've ever made it.
Or do you probably have one and cut the sleeves off?
No.
Put a hood on it and give it to Jay.
I never saw the shirts. I was just told. So.
All right.
Do we have a horse act, please?
We do. So I am all against animal testing, right? For anything. And this fact kind of this fact kind of blows my mind.
Thanks, Obama.
Horses are used in experiments in the UK.
Okay.
The one reason that I can maybe think that this is an okay thing, I'm assuming it has something to do with a way that they can improve their teeth.
Oh, tell me more.
I have no idea. Like the fact
I want to know.
The fact literally says horses are used in experiments in the UK. It does not give any details. But I'm sitting here and I'm thinking UK horse teeth. It's got to be
dentists.
It's
got
to be dentists.
Yeah,
they're trying to figure out how
nice
to
teeth.
Improve their teeth. And you know what? I'm okay with that. If it has something to do with like dental, there's like a commercial that came on the other day, and it's like, oh, you know, like the 4 in 5 dentists recommend this. It's
right.
This British guy, and he's talking about a toothpaste, and my roommate turns and looks to me, and she says, "That shouldn't be allowed. There's no way." No way that I'm going to listen to a British dentist tell me what to do with
Good
my
job,
teeth.
Katie. Now that the English band of union English people are going to complain
for your
unfair English stereotype.
Super athlete
it was,
over
it
here.
It wasn't mine.
Basketball,
I blame
volleyball,
my roommate.
And long distance running, apparently, because she's chasing that one down.
Yeah, yes. You know, Nate, let's break
it's
that down.
It's 8:40, Nate.
Katie started
out. We got
20
minutes left in the show.
She laid it out there, and she didn't back off, Nate. What I like about Katie's performance
that's
right there,
stick-to-it-ness.
She stuck with it, and she saw the joke the whole way through. And it was a horrible joke, but she stayed with it. She stayed focused till the end.
I'm gonna say it in 5 different ways until you laugh.
Well.
So,
all right, well,
you know what?
Down.
The moral
Let's hear
of the story, just laugh next time
we,
the first time.
We were laughing
you don't have
at
to hear
you,
it.
Not with you.
Oh,
and that's what you want. You guys want to hear a, I don't know. I don't know how to get to this. How about a Kevin Durant going to Washington, D.C. rap song?
Yeah.
Now, would you like to hear that? Or would you like to hear, since it's apparently Rap Wednesday, would you like to hear Jacksonville Jaguars assistant coach Doug Marrone rapping? We have both. Okay, Doug Marrone it is, then. Fine.
Push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, here I am, man.
Okay, hold on a second. I haven't heard this clip yet. Jay, help me here. Was he not rapping that song? And was the song in the background not Gangsta Gangsta by N.W.A. off of Straight Outta Compton? Listen to it again.
Push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
You know? But that's Gangsta Gangsta in the background.
Yeah, the beat is N.W.A., but he's actually rapping Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah, he's rapping a different. Okay, all right. Here's he continues.
You know what I'm saying, man? Here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want. You got to come home with me. Hustling, 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 hustling. Oh, where are you going? See, rap is a New York City thing.
It ain't nothing about race or culture. It's New York City.
Yeah, Doug. My guess is, and tell me if I'm wrong here, that is something that was just clipped out of him walking around at practice to their playlist, right? And he was singing along. That's my guess.
I don't know the
stretching
genesis
lines,
of it.
Stuff like that, like the type of stuff you see on, what's that show, Hard Knocks?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they got their music blaring, and he's kind of doing the walk and talk, right?
That sounds like a hard, I mean, isn't Jacksonville the Hard Knocks team this year?
Might be.
Is it Jacksonville or St. Louis? Oh, is it Jacksonville or St. Louis?
I think it's Jacksonville.
It wouldn't
Jacksonville.
Be St. Louis, dummy.
Or not St. Louis.
Thank you, Nate.
Los Angeles. You're right. I apologize. While Jay's looking that up, here is a.
I think it is Jacksonville.
Here's a Kevin Durant to DC rap song. We'll see.
Wizards. Like this. Wizards. Durant. Wizards. Wizards. Durant. Wizards. Women.
Just want to pause that for a second. The Jags turned it down. It is the L.A. Rams.
It is St. Louis.
I'm actually half correct.
It is St. Louis.
So everyone, and it was Tracy Porter. So that's two.
Women, get it. We winning. Yeah.
Come on.
Favorite. Hey.
KD to D.C.
Yeah.
KD in D.C.
Wizards
in the game. Shooting threes. John Wall and me. KD in D.C.
Wizards.
A fan-made rap song.
Wizards in the game, shooting threes. Ballin'. Kevin Durant, John Wall and me.
Hey. Kevin Durant, you're the man.
Hey.
Come back to your home in Maryland.
Yeah.
Remember we met at summer camp?
Hi.
I used to always hit my dance.
KD,
you can score the points.
Ballin'.
And John Wall, he gon' run the point.
Johnny.
Slam dunk, we fly like Boeing.
Ah.
And other teams, they so annoying.
Ah.
We need you in that red and blue
jersey.
Jersey.
And your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Durantula. Yeah, that's
Durantula.
She's the MVP too.
I said KD to DC.
Okay.
KD.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be that
Durantula.
Guy. Durantula.
Jersey.
Jersey.
We need you in the red and blue. Jersey.
Jersey.
In case you didn't get it.
He lost me when he rhymed points with point.
Points with point. And
your
then,
eyes rolled so far in the back of your head.
Come on, dude.
The other teams are so annoying. Annoying. That's fantastic.
Jersey. that was like the most random.
What was the old Rome bit? Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Chew it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got Beach Boys tickets for you next. We'll wrap up the show. It's a drive. Sports 1140. KHTK. All right, 11th caller right now, 339-1140, gets a pair of tickets to see the Beach Boys at Thunder Valley Casino Resort Saturday, June 18th. Purchase your tickets at thundervalleyresort.com. Ron Artest was on the TV yesterday doing all kinds of things. Ronnie and Artesti wearing his Panda's a friend.
Meta-E.
Yeah, Meta World, Panda Friend.
PC.
He was asked about the famous story of, I thought he was a rookie, certainly early in his career, 2001. And he was playing pickup ball in a gym with, amongst others, Michael Jordan.
During the summer.
Michael Jordan broke his ribs in that matchup. And there have been some stories about it. Ron Artest explained what really happened yesterday.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate day. So,
unfortunate.
Big fan of Michael Jordan and big fan of his defense. Always wanted to play defense like Michael Jordan and Gary Payton, but mainly Michael Jordan.
I love him.
And so he's in the summertime playing basketball. And that summer, he was looking great. Finley was there. Stackhouse was there. And I thought Michael Jordan was probably the best player in the league. And I think he was 40 at that time.
I thought maybe
and
he was.
So at that, in the summertime, anytime he would get the ball, he would score. And you couldn't stop him. So the only way I could stop Michael Jordan is if I didn't let him get the ball. So on that play, he was posting me up. And I was denying him. You know, and it was an extremely physical game. And so as I was denying him, he was holding me a little bit, so I moved his arm up and accidentally elbowed him in the ribs and broke his ribs.
I'm just trying to
That's
imagine.
That's a hell of an elbow, dude, to break a rib.
I moved his arm up and accidentally elbowed him and broke his ribs. Dude.
No.
Sorry, Ron. I hate to do this to you, buddy. You're full of garbage. You know, you're full of it.
I moved his arm.
He's
That's all I
told
did.
The story before on this station. He's told the story. He didn't move his elbow up. He tossed him to the ground. He tossed Michael Jordan to the ground and broke his ribs. He's told it.
I want to continue to live in a world, though, where, like, for the entire of the rest of our existence, it's Michael Jordan posting up Ron Artest.
It's what?
I want to live in the world where the rest of our existence is Michael Jordan posting up Ron Artest.
That's fine.
Like, that's it. I can live with that. I don't need the rest of basketball. Give me that matchup with those two. Maybe at their peak with one another, too. And I love that, like, Ron, this is like the third time we've dealt with this with him.
Yes.
It comes up in an interview, and the first thing he says is, I always wanted to play defense like Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. No one asked him about Michael Jordan's defense,
no.
But that's the only thing he cares about.
Yeah. No, one track mind. Like, defense meant the world to him, by the way.
I think time has changed that story with Ron
a little bit.
Just,
I also think,
yeah, that's a serious elbow.
I also think the show changes it, what show he's talking about it on.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100% there. Yeah. If he's talking about it 10:15 at night on a Sacramento radio station, it's one story. If he's talking about it on ESPN in front of everybody, it's completely different. But this is, again,
I moved his arm and my elbow accidentally broke his ribs.
This is also a man who on this station once said that he sent his 5'4" female assistant from Minnesota into his backyard in Loomis and called 911 because his backyard was infested with snake eggs and he had kids. Turned out the assistant from Minnesota informed him they're actually mushrooms.
Oh my gosh.
This is also a man who said at one point his jet ski threw him off in the Bahamas, and he and his wife, the jet ski ran away.
Like Horse Wednesday.
Instead of circling like jet skis do, the jet ski just kept going off in the distance. They were in the middle of the Caribbean, and he and his wife were about to drown when a Jamaican man came out and recognized him and called out to him by screaming, "True Warrior! Hey, is that True Warrior?" Got his jet ski, and they barely survived.
Oh, my God.
These are true, actual, factual stories, according to Ron Artest, that he has told on this radio station.
Is this just Ron, or is this the prime example of why the NBA concussion protocol was enacted?
No, it's Ron.
Okay.
And
I'm sure that doesn't help, right?
And when I die, which I'm sure will be way...
So, I'm sorry. Oh, man.
When I pass away, which I'm sure will be way, way, way earlier than I should for all my habits, and if I am lucky enough to go to heaven after I greet the man, the myth, and the legend, and I'm escorted into my room in heaven, I do hope the radio station is nothing but a talk show hosted by Marshawn Lynch and Ron Artest. I could listen to that all day long. No calls, no nothing, just Marshawn and Ron waxing poetic on anything.
Marshawn and
Ron. There's
your
name right there.
Marshawn and Ron, and I'm listening. Here's a rugby player talking about winning.
How was that, Sam?
Yeah, it was a bit like losing your virginity. It wasn't very nice, but we got the job done.
That about sums it up.
What is going on?
I mean, that was really quick.
Well, yeah.
Question, Katie, is if you asked that question, what's your follow-up to that?
Right?
Yeah.
The sideline. What do you follow that up with?
Let me give you the whole context here.
How was that, Sam? Yeah, it was a bit like losing your virginity. It wasn't very nice, but we got the job done.
Was that what?
I'm not sure if I've got a second question.
That's all right, but tough win.
That's all right.
That's how you follow up.
I don't think I understood the question.
I think he says, what was the scene like?
How was that, Sam?
How was that
scene?
Yeah,
it was a bit like losing your virginity. It wasn't very nice, but we got the job done.
I mean, we're also talking about a lady here who was interviewing Seth Curry at one point. And a towel wrapped around it, his head, DeMarcus Cousins, came into the middle of the interview and said, "You're going to be in this league for a long time." You've handled adversity.
That's not it. Like, during interviews, anything happens. You've got Isaiah Thomas being carried in by Quincy Acey behind DeMarcus Cousins. You've got people that are putting towels over heads.
Rudy Gay doing something every 50.
You just got to roll with it. But I don't know that if anyone ever said, it's kind of like losing your virginity. It's quick. It wasn't pretty. There's no follow-up to that, Jay.
Couple other quick things here. Speaking of a win.
Be shamed for the next week.
Here's Clint Dempsey.
Clint Dempsey looking for goal number 50 in his international career. But more importantly, a chance to put the U.S. on top. Dempsey walks up, takes it, scores! The U.S. leads Dempsey's 50th.
How about that? 4-0. U.S. over Costa Rica, the Ticos. I believe that we will win.
On this day in 1986, the Celtics beat what team in Game 6 to win the title?
not the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay, Nate, what's your guess?
The Kings.
Okay, oh. You're an idiot.
Trailblazers.
All right, all of you are wrong. The Rockets.
See, Dave? See?
Oh, God dang it. And the Rockets, who beat the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals on a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on a Ralph Sampson hook that went off the back of the rim once and dropped through. Damn it. 86.
Nate, what year were you born?
I can't believe it.
1986? Is that your birth year?
Yeah, I'd be about 2 months old.
Nate, for Katie, for Jay Johnson, and for all of you, thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Jim Rome is next. It's a drive location. Come on.